Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning some recent reports on ending stocks of both corn and soybeans. One of the things that you might want to think about is how are you protecting yourself and your dairy as you move down the road the next 6 to 12 to maybe 18 months, and what are some things that you need to think about that you haven't thought about maybe for a while. A lot of times when we think about something like corn silage in the bunker, maybe we've already paid for that silage or we've already established a market value for that that we will pay in the coming months. There's some things that we might be able to do in futures and options to protect ourselves a little bit, particularly if we have a situation where the price of that in future months would be based on the market at the time that it's actually paid for. The other situation that we have is that we still have a lot of uncertainty out there as to just how large this crop is, and that's both for corn and soybeans. And as we continue through harvest, there's probably going to be some opportunities for marketing and protection that we may need to consider, particularly as we get more data about just how large the harvest actually is. I do think as we look toward the end of the year, and especially in the next 30 to 60 days, we may need to think about how we protect our dairy farms from changes in feed prices that maybe we haven't seen in several months. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to really take a look at how they're protected against movements in the prices of corn and soybeans as we move through the next 12 to 18 months.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.